In Argentina, even though the national currency is the peso, the American dollar is actually king. With the country's economy tanking, everyone who can is trying to put money into the greenback. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro recently traveled to Buenos Aires and brings us this story on how the sharing economy has become one way to do that.
Hola! Nice to meet you, I'm Kelly.
Kelly Brenner ushers in some of her guests at the Adentro Dinner Club. This is a puertas cerradas restaurant, meaning behind closed doors. It's a culinary movement where people cook for paying guests inside their homes. Adentro is the most well-reviewed in Buenos Aires, and Kelly, who's originally from Boulder, Colorado, acts as the host, and her Argentine fiancé, Gabriel Aguayo, does the cooking, focusing on grilled meat. And,
this is where we're going to be eating eventually.
Oh, great. This is beautiful.
Very nice.
Despite the success of the venture, the pair, she tells me, have been struggling.
Tourists come and they're planning their vacation. They want a reservation for 2 months from now, and we couldn't take that reservation because we couldn't tell them how much it was going to cost in 2 months.
Inflation is ravaging Argentina's economy. According to some estimates, it's running at 40% a year. Compare that to the U.S., where inflation is only 1.7% a year. Prices rise at a dizzying rate, she says. She just couldn't run her business relying on the local currency. So finally, she did this.
We've actually just switched at the beginning of this month to charging in dollars as opposed to pesos after charging in the local currency because it was too chaotic.
Here is a brief economics lesson.
People basically go to the dollar as a way to preserve the value of their purchasing power, to hedge against inflation.
That's Alan Sibbles, the chair of the Political Economy Department of the National University of General Sarmiento. In Argentina, because a peso will buy you less and less each day, people put their money in dollars, which is a stable currency. Getting dollars, though, has become increasingly difficult. Argentina defaulted on its debt in 2001 and again this past summer, so it's been locked out of the international markets where it can pay on credit. So it needs dollars to pay for things. The way it's been getting them is preventing dollars from leaving the country. Draconian currency controls, which leads to scenes like this. I'm buying a ferry ticket and I'm being told I have to pay in dollars or with my U.S. credit card. I'm told the government issued a decree that all foreigners have to pay for their travel in hard currency. Argentina now has a dual currency system. You have the official rate at which you can exchange dollars. $1 is about 8.5 pesos. And then you have what is called the blue dollar rate, or the black market rate, which is about 13 pesos to the dollar. It's a beautiful spring afternoon in Buenos Aires, and I am walking down La Avenida Florida, which is a pedestrian street. But instead of the strains of tango, what I'm hearing is this. People are asking me if I want to change my dollars. The hunt for the dollar is big business here in Argentina these days.
Well, it's rented most of the time, 80% of the days.
Which brings us back to the sharing economy. That's an Airbnb landlord. He doesn't want his name used because of the government restrictions on dollar transactions.
This apartment has a very, I think it's the attraction, it's the view and the neighborhood.
Airbnb, where you rent your home for cash, has become a huge global success. In Argentina, though, it has an added benefit. You charge and get paid in dollars.
Very, very useful, this extra money and the way I get it.
According to Airbnb, there are now 8,500 active Argentine properties on the site. That's a 70% jump from last year. It's one of their fastest growing markets in Latin America, according to the company. Back at the Adentro Dinner Club, Kelly Brenner says it's really a tiny fraction of the population who has regular access to foreign currency like her, though some estimates say that Argentinians love to hoard dollars so much that they hold one of every $15 in the world. Brenner jokes the three national pastimes are
soccer and Malbec and looking for dollars.
Still, the majority of Argentinians are paid in pesos and they have to deal with the devastating inflation. She says she's lucky and she wishes there was a strong national currency, but
we don't want to raise the prices. We want to try and keep it somewhat stable.
And that means charging dollars. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.